What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, 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 powerful, majestic God we serve. Well, it's another day to love on God, but it's another evening to beat the devil down. It's another evening to call those things that be not as though they were. Another opportunity to declare what God has said concerning your life. You know, prayer is our lifeline. That's what it is. It's the lifeline of the believer. It's what we do. You know, prayer is to the believer what the oil is to a car. You got to get an oil change. That's the life of the car. And I'm saying the same thing with your prayer life. If you don't pray, we're going to know it. Oh, yes, we're going to know if you didn't pray. Your family's going to know. The enemy's going to know. Your finances is going to know. Your body's going to know. I'm going to be able to look in your life and tell whether you've been in prayer. And I'm not just talking about effective prayer. Now, sometimes our life does not show the fruit of our prayer life again because what? We pray shotgun prayers. But that's not our desire. We want to be snipers in the spirit. Amen. We want to be something that when we target something, we go after it. We decree it. We declare it. Amen. Because we have what we say. Mark 11:23. If you say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but believe the thing which thou sayest shall come to pass, you shall have whatever you say. So that's why we are specific in our declarations and what we declare and what we speak. Because we got a made up mind not to live another year like this. You hear me? Yeah. It's a decision that I've made. It's a choice that I made that I'm not going to live another year in this same place. I just need somebody to believe God with me and take God at his word. But yeah, I'm not going to live another year like this. Another moment. Another opportunity. It's not going to happen. The devil ain't nothing but a liar. This is my hour of breakthrough, of change, of turnaround. And guess what? How do you know? Because I said so. Because I'm going to decree a thing. And once I decree it, it shall be established. Now, again, I tell you, some of you, I may seem redundant and it may seem a bit repetitious, but I always start this off with the possibility that someone on here has not been on here before. And so I have to help them understand that this is not just like a regular prayer line. This is a targeted prayer line. We are snipers in the spirit. We get results. We pray and we pray on one accord. Why? Because the word of God declares that two are better than one. The word of God declares that where two or three touch and agree, it shall be done. The word of God declares that one can chase 1,000 and two can chase how many? 10,000. So since the word declares that, we come together in agreement and we pray corporately. All right. And whenever we are praying, we're all praying for the same thing. The reason I give prayer points is because I don't want to be praying for cars and you praying for houses. I don't want to be praying for houses and you praying for shoes. We target things. We hit it. You know, it's just like going after a big old bear, going after a big old enemy. If we all are on the same team, we have the same enemy. And if we got the same enemy, the more of us at that enemy at the same time, it destroys the works of the enemy. All right. Now, most times we're praying against the devil and we really don't have to because the devil is not omnipresent. He's not here in Jamaica and Tallahassee and this place and that place all at the same time. He's not. But what we're dealing with are demons, devils, unclean spirits. We're dealing with strong men, principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. We're dealing with agents of Satan. And that's why you got to recognize that you don't wrestle against flesh and blood because the devil cannot be in everybody. It's impossible for him to be in everybody because he's not omnipresent. So what he has to do is he has to possess individuals. He has to go after individuals. He has to target individuals and get in them. Yes. And he has to take over them and go after them. And the whole purpose of him going after them is to go after you. Does that make sense? Because if it doesn't, You're not going to understand and understand why we pray the way that we pray. But we're believing God for miracles, and that's why we come together and pray with power and intercession. Now, why do we pray? First of all, God can do nothing on earth until somebody prays. Nothing can happen on earth until somebody prays. Did you hear that? I said God can do nothing on earth until somebody prays. Why is that? Because God gave man dominion over the earth in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Man disobeyed, and when man disobeyed, he gave the devil rights to move in to his house. So now Satan is operating on Adam's lease. That's right. He is the god of this world. He is the prince of the power of the air. All right? You understand that? The Bible says that. So because we understand that we're operating in Satan's territory, we have to enforce, we have to superimpose the will of God. That's why Jesus said, Lord, thy will be done what? On earth as it is in heaven. It is through my prayer and intercession that I superimpose the will of God into the earth. So the reason I pray with such fire and fervency and tenacity and strength is because I understand that nothing is going to happen just because it was spoken. It only happens when you enforce it, when you pray it through. You got so many promises over your life that are waiting on you to intercede. You have so many promises on your life that are waiting for you to speak them into existence. It being written on paper is not enough. You got to give life to that word, give life to that prophecy, and call those things which be not as though they were. Are you listening to me? So that's why we pray. And when we pray from heaven. We pray from a kingdom perspective. Yes, you can ask, but I do more decreeing and declaring because I see results when I decree and declare. And I understand the power of speaking things into existence. So we're getting ready to pray. And I believe that when we pray, God's going to do it. Now, let me say something else to you. Y'all, I believe God. I trust God. When I tell you I trust God, I don't go to doctors. Amen. I'm talking about me now. That's where my faith is. If God don't heal me, I'm not going to be healed. That's where my faith is. And I believe that. Amen. I trust God with my body. I don't consider pains. And don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you the enemy don't fight me. I'm not telling you the enemy don't attack me. That's his job. Amen. But I speak the word and I decree it and I declare it and I say what God say. If God don't heal me, I won't be healed. If God don't deliver, I won't be delivered. If God don't make a way, the way not going to be made. So I believe God and I take God at his word because I know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. We are praying tonight under the anointing by the power of the Holy Ghost that every satanic roadblock, all right, every satanic roadblock, every barrier that is standing in the way, everything that comes to hinder you, we are praying today, hallelujah, that it be completely removed. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, every satanic roadblock, I command it, move now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I lift my voice and pray, I come against every satanic roadblock, every satanic barrier, every satanic barricade, anything that is standing in the way to hinder me from going to my next level, to hinder me from being promoted, for hinder me from going into the places that you've called me to go into. In the name of Jesus, I command every satanic roadblock to be removed now in the name of Jesus. Father, your word declares, hallelujah, that death and life is in the power of my tongue. And I understand that your word is a hammer. So I take that word and I declare every roadblock be removed. I command every remote control that the enemy is using to change channels in my life. I smash, I crash, I destroy every demonic remote control. I command every barricade, every roadblock, every blockage that came to hinder me. Hey, I command it to be removed in the name of Jesus. I crush, I destroy every wall, every barrier, every barricade, every barrel. I release an atomic bomb on every satanic brigade. I release a super intercontinental ballistic missile against every demonic roadblock, everything standing between me and my next level, standing between me and the next level of my children, the prosperity of my business, the prosperity of my future, the prosperity of KCC, every satanic roadblock that is hindering me from purchasing a home, from purchasing a car, every satanic roadblock that is hindering me from getting my degree, in the name of Jesus, may every roadblock be removed, be gone, be gone, be gone. Be gone. I remove every demonic roadblock that would hinder relationships in my life, every godly connection, every godly alliance, every godly friendship that has been sent into my life that the enemy would attempt to destroy, that the enemy would attempt to tear down, that the enemy would attempt to distract. Father, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, I command every roadblock be removed. I said, be removed. And I said, be removed now. Hey, balaba, ho, mi katala mandidi osha. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and intercede. Command every roadblock to go. Command every roadblock to go. Command every roadblock to be removed. I bomb it down. I destroy it. I send a missile at every roadblock, every satanic roadblock. I obtain in my hand weapons of mass destruction, and I destroy every satanic roadblock, every barrier, every wall, every distraction. I command it to go. Malaba, shata, lenteleme, lemandili akandoloho, ulebebebiasha, every anti, yesha, me agenda, cancel it. I cancel it. Every assignment against me, against my life, against my church, against my ministry, against my anointing, against my family, every roadblock be removed now in the name of Jesus. Oba shakane, enemo solo mondili kita, ilalala babasha. Yembe bebe be shete rebe kunda la maya. Lama nune me kikanda la makosa. Luva daleva kikanda la vakasaya. We are commanding the month of December to yield her increase. We are commanding Erebo Shada. We are commanding the earth to yield its increase to the God's anointed. We are commanding everything that is in the womb of earth that belongs to us, that belongs to our children. We are commanding the earth to yield its increase and to do it now. Raise your right hand. Ha! Alabasha. Hey! Melema kalamandioza. Ha! Miralabahasa. Say in the name of Jesus, I command the earth to yield her increase. Now, now, now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, everything that belongs to me that is in the womb of time, everything that is in the earth that belongs to me, Father, as I lift my voice and pray, I command this earth to yield its increase to me. Because I belong to God, because I am God's property, because I fulfill God's purpose, I thank you. Y'all better pray. I feel something in the spirit. I feel a barrier. Obashaka, obashaka makika kasha, le kamandala masa. Father, everything that belongs to us in this earth, I command the earth to give it up. I said, give it up. I said, earth, give it up. I command you to give it up. Hey! Majata, hey, mi kandebe, yamini o solo, Lololobo shata le kandili mi ikalavanda la hazaya zanzuri bikrifele beklen tolomo ukumuna lemanos lemanos lemanono mosuna mashata le kalabaka kancha kine mi kikosa lensele mi amvalo dolomo sia. I command the earth to bring forth this increase. Everything that belongs to me, everything that belongs to my children, everything that belongs to my family, everything that belongs to KCC, everything that belongs to Charlotte, to Jacksonville, to Houston, KCC, everything that belongs to those who are connected and those who belong to me and those who are connected to me, I command the earth to bring forth this increase. Give it up, give it up, give it up. I command the word of the Lord for my life in the month of December to come to pass. I enforce it. I expedite it and command every prophecy hanging over my life for the month of December come to pass now. I command you to manifest now. I command that word to become flesh and to manifest now. Manifest, manifest, manifest now. Manifest today. Manifest this week. Manifest this month. Hey, 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 lift your voice and pray. Hey, shata. Hey, mikata lama. Ho, mikandele be korobo shata. I said everything that belongs to me, I command the earth to give it up now. Give it up now. Give it up, earth. Give it up, O earth. Give it up, O earth. Give it up. Shata. The Bible says, hear, O earth. That means that the earth has ears. It says, hear, O earth. That means the earth got ears. Speak to the earth and command the earth to give up what belongs to you. Command the earth to bring forth your increase. Command the earth to bring forth every finance, all dollars, all relationship, all promotion. Command the earth to give it up. Give it up. Malabashata. Hey, merebehokomashata. And command every prophecy over your life. Yaba, 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 yaba. Every prophecy over my life. Mandebe, mankebe kubasia. Ilelebo shata. For the month of December, come to pass now. I release you and I command you to come to pass now. I declare that the word of the Lord for my life for the month of December shall stand. It shall come to pass and it will come to pass quickly. It will come to pass suddenly. It will come to pass immediately. It will come to pass straightway. I command it. I decree it and it shall be even as I have said in the name of Jesus. Osha, Yebasha, Yande, Yambalokosita, Irio Shanama, Ilele Andalama Hakian Dolomoso, Ilandelebe Ekarabi Anshatanamosi, Ilala Babaza. You have what you say. I say, you have what you say. Ye. Mandere de ankira mokunda lama indala malamontolo mokukasia. The word of God is right. And y'all got to pull on heaven and pull on God. Are you listening to me? You got to believe God to do whatever he said he's going to do in your life. Tonight we are praying right now that every evil verdict spoken against your life, every evil pronouncement spoken against your life, we overturn it. We overturn it. We overturn every evil pronouncement. Lift your voice in the name of Jesus. Every evil pronouncement against my life, every word curse against my finances. Tonight, as I lift my voice and I pray, I command it. Overturn. 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 Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word declares that death and life is in the power of the tongue. Your word also declares that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue tongue. That gives me reason to believe that the tongue is a weapon, that words are weapon. And I know by the Spirit that there are those who desire to see my demise, who speak ill concerning me. Many are they that rise up against me. Many are they would say of thy soul, there is no help for me in God. But thou, O Lord, you are a shield for me. You are my glory. I'm the lifter up of my head. Today I come to you as your servant and declare that every wrong prayer, every word curse, every enchantment, every incantation, every wrong verdict that has been declared in the spirit realm in my life, I overturn it in the name of Jesus. Every verdict that has been declared in the spirit, in the courtrooms of heaven, and even in the courtrooms of the earth, I command every verdict, hey, against my life, overturn. I said overturn. I said overturn. I said overturn. Father, every legal matter, every situation that is fighting me legally, every situation that is fighting me legally, spiritually, and legally, naturally, Father, be my lawyer, be my advocate, be my judge, be my defense, for you promised that you would rebuke the devourer. So in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you now, those who are on this call, those who are listening to me, who are fighting legal matters, those who are dealing with things that have been written against them on their credit, on their name, on their driver's license, child support cases, hey, shata, debts that are hindering them from purchasing home. In the name of Jesus, I command it to overturn. I said overturn. I said overturn. I said overturn. 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 Lift your voice. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Hey, Basha. Hey, Mikata. Hey, Likalamandele Beheri. I see. Ikanda. Oh, there it was. Hashalabanda. Somebody just got a miracle. I said overturn. I said overturn every word curse. I repeal every word curse according to Psalm 62:4. I repeal. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. My God, some of y'all are really fighting some strong word curses that were spoken by your mother, that were spoken by your father, that were spoken by people in your family. But I repeat. My shatter, I break this thing. I repeal every word curse in the name of Jesus. I declare and proclaim nothing. My shatter, young Kamosi, open your mouth and pray. Don't stop. Pray, 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 pray. Ma ba 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 ya ya. In the name of Jesus, nothing will bring me down. Nothing will destroy me. I will not be disadvantaged. I will not be dishonored. I will not be brought down. My house will not be brought down. My children will not be brought down. My name will not be brought down. My destiny, my legacy, my future will not be put to shame. I will not be a victim. I will not be a casualty of the ill wills of men and women. I will not be destroyed in the journey of my life. I declare and I decree in the name of Jesus that every legal matter, every IRS issue, I command it to overturn. I said overturn. I said overturn. Every financial blockage, everything that is hindering us legally and spiritually, I command it to overturn. I said overturn. I said overturn. Hey, hey, hey. Mata, young keme, mikanamoso, ulale mienje, lekile manka talamaso, ulolobo shata, rebere de banzikiriria, limandili anzule mikia, hatolo, robobia, robiam baladu ukunini mikikele, le kaladanzile ifashna, lam solobo hotaya, in the name of Jesus. Yebe shekebe, meke makumakanishi, mikuvuku vasikele banda. I override it. I override it. I override every word curse. I repeal every word curse. I cancel every word curse. I will not be scandalized. I will not be brought to shame. I will not be implicated. I will not be brought down. Hey, Malabasa. Hey, Mikatano Mukutine. Mikantana Mosulama. Limandili Uvaladala Hasaya. Shankala Bakubase. Leketolomo Undale Miki Empelediosa. Lilandili Asolomoya. Mandili Lekita. Hey, Melebehotaya. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 5. You read verse 5 through 7, and we're getting ready to pray this last prayer. We are praying that any evil counsel taken against us will not stand. I said any evil counsel, any evil meeting, any evil plan taken against us will not stand. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, any evil counsel taken against my house will not stand. Will not stand. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that any evil counsel taken against my house, taken against this nation, taken against my church, my pastor, my leader, my man of God, hallelujah, my daughter, my son, my mother and fathers, auntie and uncles, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that any evil counsel that has been taken against them will not stand. Any evil counsel that has been taken by land, that has been taken by water, that has been taken by wind, by the weather, by the oracles of man, I declare that no divination, no enchantment, no incantation, no pronouncement of the enemy, of my adversary, no pronouncement of premature death or sudden destruction, it will not stand. According to the word of the Lord, I declare in the name of Jesus that no projection from the dark side, no prophecy from the dark side, it will not come to pass. It will not stand. I declare that the gatherings of the enemy will not stand. The manipulations of the weather will not stand. The deployment of men and women to hurt my house, to hurt my church, to hurt my life, hey, will not stand. Yaba, Yakama, every demonic attack to harass me, to buffet me, to torment me, to hurt me, to kill me, to destroy me, it will not stand. I invoke Bakuba, Bankibekeko, Lukale Kikanzia. I invoke divine injunctions against every power of darkness, all negative energies, all negative powers, every demonic pressure, all ill will against me that the enemy wants to work by nature, by elements, by created circumstances, by unexpected, by unforeseen situation, every strange wind, I issue a divine injunction. I command a restraining order over every demonic altar. I declare every witch, warlock, wizard, diviner, I issue a restraining order and declare you cannot pass the bloodline. You cannot pass the bloodline, the line of scrimmage. I cover myself. I build a line of demarcation in the spirit. I cover my family with a blood wall and a blood shield. I cover KCC Houston, KCC Jacksonville, KCC Charlotte with a blood wall and a blood shield. I cover every demonic counsel against me for the month of December that doesn't want me to make it to 2022, that doesn't want me to be happy. Satan, you a liar. I cancel it. I cancel it. Father, you told us by divine revelation that things were going to happen this year. And I know by the spirit that there is a spirit of infirmity that just got released to hinder people so that they will not enjoy going into the new year. But may every spirit of infirmity be dismantled. I curse infirmity. I curse sickness. I curse disease. Usha. I curse. Ayababa shata. Hatalabasa. Hey, Ilolobo Shanda. I curse it. Ilolobokosha. Handele me by the nail-scarred hand of Calvary, by the stripes on Calvary's cross. I curse every disease, every head cold, every sinus issue, allergies. The Lord rebuke you and declare you will not stand. I command you to loose the bodies of the people of God. Infirmity, the Lord rebuke you. Eye condition, the Lord rebuke you. Head cold, sinuses, any kind of disease, be healed. Be healed. In the name of Jesus. God is faithful. You better know it. Don't you get distracted. Prayer works. I look to see you in Jacksonville tonight. Oh, bashaka mandalakia. Ena masotolomosi. Hela la baba ya ya. I said, I look to see you in Jacksonville tonight. And I'm telling you, you need to get ready for some good news. Ilala mama mandala masikororoboshata. I look to see you in Jacksonville tonight. It's going to be awesome. I'm preparing myself, getting ready to start bringing my spirit in to prepare for this New Year's service. I already got my message. God gave it to me. Pray for the state of Arizona. Didn't I tell you? Pray for the first lady. Okay, she needs our prayer. I'm telling what I know by the Spirit. Pray. You'll see the confirmation of it on the news, but she needs our prayers. God don't lie. I say, God don't lie. Hamasokola mandelekita. Ilalalalabashanda. I'm excited. I'll be in Jacksonville tonight. Hallelujah. And then we got prayer again in the morning. 6 o'clock. You know the drill. You ought to be telling the world about these prayer lines, telling everybody. Don't miss it. Are you listening? Because lives are changing. Go to the website. Send us your testimony. You know, I told you all to sow a seed of $29 today. And I had a situation come up and I asked a question. And I said, such and such and such. And they said, and I asked them about something. That I said, how long such and such? And they said, 29. That was my confirmation to do it. God's real. Y'all, this thing is real. This is not a joke. This is real. Take God at his word and know that he don't tell lies. Amen. Tomorrow night, I'm in Walterboro, South Carolina. You know anybody near Walterboro? Anywhere in that vicinity? Anywhere. You need to tell them to make it to the service. And then next weekend, I'll be in Chicago. And then we're getting ready for our watch night service. And again, y'all got to stop playing. Your life has to change. I'm decreeing change in my life in every area. I'm sowing that seed. You're sowing $500, but I'm challenged to sow $5,000 for watch night. I'll be sowing $5,000 into KCC, and I'll be sowing $5,000 into my pastor. Amen. That'll be $10,000 for me on watch night service that the Holy Ghost is challenging me to do. Obansha, and some of y'all need to covenant with me on the beginning of every month, the first of every month, that whatever day it is, whatever how many days it is in that month, that's the seed you're going to sow at the beginning of every month. I'm just telling you what the Lord told me to do. And if I was you, you know, whatever I see my pastor do, I do it. Amen. I'm telling you, good things are happening. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited. Lord told me I'm finna send more mothers to the church. Amen. And I believe him. He's going to do it because God don't lie. God told me to prepare myself for what he about to do. And I am. I'm getting in place. I have to. My life, my ministry, my anointing depends on it. And amen. I believe God is raising up us as prayer warriors, giving me another chance to build an army. The 14th and the 15th of January will be our first stop. Mobile, Alabama. And I'm challenging everybody. That's right. Every one of you. It's going to be awesome. We're going to reach out to Mary Bennett. Amen. And going to reach out to maybe one more person. We're just coming and praying. Amen. Seeking God. Oh, ba da ba ba shandidi osia. Ye kandala moho talamandidi oshada. You hear me? Telling you what God said, and God don't tell no lies. But you are blessed. You are favored. Jacksonville, if you could speak to Charlotte and Houston, they would tell you, whatever you do, don't miss the service tonight. And let's get there on time. Let's get rid of this late spirit. Get to church. Let's get to praise and worship, a devotion service and testimony service. Hanamosike. Get in the room. And let's receive what God has for us. I try to get you in and get you out. Amen. But we let the Holy Ghost have his way. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You can't be stopped. And I promise you, 2022 is going to be an awesome year for you. I know it is for me. You're getting your seed ready. You're preparing yourself for what he's about to take us. You are blessed. You're anointed. I'll see you in the morning in prayer. Jacksonville, I'm looking for you tonight. More grace.